Welcome to Elevate, the ultimate young adult platform where real talk meets real faith. We're here to bring you fresh perspectives and heartfelt discussions inspired by our church sermon series. This is your safe space where reality, truth, and the Bible intersect. So grab a seat, open your heart, and let's grow together. We're so glad you're here. Let's dive in and elevate our faith to new heights.
We're back.
Woo!
We are back.
It's recording. Hey, chat, can y'all hear me?
Not the hey, chat.
Okay.
All right.
That was a good break, though.
That summer break. It was a good break.
We only had to go to one service.
What? What are you talking
one
about?
One church service.
Because we were, like, alternating between...
You see? They don't go to church for
What do you mean, one service?
You didn't realize you was only going to one service on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know you meant it like that. I thought you meant, like, one service out of the whole summer.
Oh, no. Yeah. One service a Sunday.
Yeah. More like three.
Which is okay. Regular.
More like three for me.
Three services?
Yeah.
A Sunday?
No, throughout the summer.
Oh.
I just wasn't
I was traveling. I didn't miss some Sundays. Mm-hmm. I was traveling. What y'all did over the summer? I went on a cruise.
I went on a cruise also.
You did?
Cruise. When?
Yeah. Oh,
in July.
Right.
Yeah. It was really fun.
Yep.
I worked. And worked some more.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just
what
work.
A life.
Just
I started
work
a new
church.
Job in
Yay!
August.
Speaking of summer, Alex, are you going to share with the audience what you did on Father's Day?
Oh, guys, I gave a message, you know, mm-hmm. It was cool.
Yay!
Did you do a message too?
I did.
Yes, Bria did a message too.
Yeah.
Jess, when's yours?
Right. So, you're next.
Coming soon.
When's my what?
You and Tati are
your
next.
Your message.
Oh, I don't speak in public.
Oh.
I can't do it.
You know, if he calls you to do it, you're going to have to do it, right? Because he's gonna say, God told me to get you to do it. And then after that, you can't
even.
No, all you can say is, God didn't tell me that. That's all you can say.
I am not a public speaker.
It's fair.
When I'm by myself.
But you did it before, though.
Yeah.
What if we did it together?
Yeah. What if y'all like tag team?
Yeah.
All you have to do is talk for like 10 minutes. 10 minutes goes by quick.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. Mine was only like 20 minutes.
Nah, you was up there for a minute.
No, I wasn't.
Like 25.
No, you know how I know? Because
like
I watched yours and I was like, all right, let me time
yeah,
this.
I
see,
like
how long it was.
Like 7 minutes, but they probably happy.
And I was like, listen, because I am not gonna be up there.
I'm
for
always
long.
Happy when yeah. someone else speaks.
I can't, guys.
Okay. We're leaving that in there, by the way, throwing shots.
No, because he'd be like, I'm going to preach for an hour, and then it'd be like an hour and a half. Like,
yo,
okay.
That's
I'm
going
preach
nice.
For 40
it's
minutes.
Okay. 2 hours.
Yeah. Even with
you
the
know,
timer.
He lets the Spirit move him.
Yeah.
And that's great. You know?
Yeah. But,
specifically y'all did?
Hmm?
No, for the summer? I said nothing specifically.
Well, just a cruise.
Started a job. And a cruise.
A vacation. I went on a couple little vacations over the summer.
Yeah, Tati, you're
outside.
You're outside.
Look, I be outside.
You are outside for sure. I love that for you. Like, it's good to get away from home sometimes.
Yeah.
I think.
Because I say this to him all the time. I'm
oh,
like,
yeah.
Enjoy your life.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, bro.
Enjoy
Where
your
have you
life.
Been?
We might
Where
not have even
you?
Have 2 years.
I was on a mountaintop. Over
I feel like abyss. Life is more enjoyable when you have a trip planned.
Yeah.
I got a
yeah.
trip planned.
Something.
October, November, and December.
Clock it.
It's just little it's weekends, just like, but it's something.
Right.
Yeah.
My birthday
know,
is
like,
going to be a week long,
know.
Though.
It's hard.
When's your birthday?
Going.
December 17th.
See, that makes sense.
Where are you going? December.
I'm going to Arizona.
Nice.
For
going November?
5 days. November, I'm going to see my friend in Atlanta.
But okay. What time? Like, is this?
Oh.
I'm going Veterans Day weekend, and I'm off from school, from work. So I was like, let me just go over there.
And in October, we have
Columbus. It's not called that no more. Indigenous People's Day. So that's the weekend I'm going because I'm off from work. I'm smart about it. Like, yes. I don't just be out here missing work.
See, that's how I'll be thinking about it. Like, I don't have no days. I mean, I do, but like.
You probably have like a whole month of.
Probably more than that.
I use it before it expires.
Yeah. And then it re-up. Don't it expire at the end of the year?
Yeah. No, when I get hired. So, like.
Future podcast plans. What's coming up, guys?
We are going to be getting into the sermon series again. So,
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Woo. But before that, we have our chat and chew.
Oh, we do have a chat and chew.
You're going to hear some more voices.
It's going to be a lot
just
of us.
Ours.
There's going to be eight.
Eight
voices.
Yes, us.
Which was the original design for this podcast.
Yes. Eight people.
I'm excited.
I am excited.
I'm excited,
it's
too.
So close.
It is. It came fast.
It's this Sunday?
It's this
it
Sunday.
You're lying. I'm not prepared at all. Oh, my God.
Get prepared, Jess.
What do we have to do again?
Honestly, I feel like we don't have to do a lot of talking. I feel like the people on the other people that we got should do most of the talking.
Yeah, give us a break.
Like, we should just be there to, we can, like, you know, be there to, like, fill in the space, like, the talking spaces, but, like,
they're
mostly
gonna do
it should
most
be them.
Of it,
yeah.
For sure.
But I'm
going
to scrub that. I'm going to take that out. But, yeah, chat and chew for our pastor's pre-anniversary service.
Coming up on 2 years.
Yes. I can't believe it's been two
at
years
Shiloh.
Already. I feel like it was just yesterday he got ordained. Not ordained. What is it? What is it called?
Installed.
Installed.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. We were in purple.
Mm-hmm.
He's already ordained.
Not wearing purple.
You didn't wear purple?
I don't think so.
Everybody wore purple.
Everybody wore purple.
I didn't wear purple. I didn't.
No.
Were you there?
I don't think so.
Where is installation?
Oh, I thought you were talking about last week. I was gonna say,
girl.
I sat
well, we did
you.
Wear purple last week. We did wear purple.
Yeah, I wore stripes, brown stripes.
Okay, so you don't listen.
I forget to. I'm sorry. Let's.
You gotta check the WhatsApp.
No, that's my problem right
check
there.
Check the WhatsApp.
What? Why are we using WhatsApp?
WhatsApp is the easiest.
Why can't
form
we
of
use an email chain? Like a simple email.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine everybody that can barely work WhatsApp trying to do email? Lord.
I feel like older people can use email.
No, no.
They have computers. WhatsApp is just a lot.
It's 2025.
It's better. It's the easiest form of communication.
TBH. I forget.
Oh, we're also starting an email.
Yes. Yes. So if you have any questions.
So
what? What happened?
Well, we have an email already.
So. About our email, it may have gotten banned. I don't know why.
How
I'm
did it get banned?
I'm looking into it.
Okay.
I did appeal the ban.
Wait,
coming soon.
But it didn't tell you why.
How does an email get banned?
Okay, so we're still gonna come out with something
to
where
DM.
You changed what?
Then people don't know how to use DM. No DMs.
And then
all the church members. Child,
no. Oh, well, we're doing
we
a box.
Something.
For the church members.
Yes.
An anonymous box in the back for people to drop their questions. The email was supposed to be for our listeners.
But if you do DMs, then it won't be anonymous. Well, I guess it'll be anonymous from
the
listeners.
We don't have to say their names.
That's true.
I don't know what happened. I really don't. I tried to log in and it said, you are banned. And I.
Well, we are still going to have ways for our listeners to submit questions. We will have a question box at Little Rock and Shiloh, and we will figure out our other means of.
So until we get that email up and running, come to church.
Come to church.
Come to church. Hear the word and drop your questions.
Or DM us on Instagram at.
No, come to church.
Oh, welcome, come to church, yeah.
To Elevate.
Little Rock of East New York.
Shiloh Baptist Shiloh. Church, 349 Tompkins side. Avenue.
Period.
12 o'clock. Actually, church starts at 12:15, so, you know, you got a little buffer to get there.
Yeah, that's a good time.
Yeah, 12:15 is a good
time.
Little
Rock starts at 10.
We will be getting into the sermon series again, and the sermon series have been good. The summer was good.
Yeah.
And the fall is starting off real strong. So we're going to have some heat for y'all, for sure. Yes. I'm excited. I know everybody else is
the
excited.
The one he did over the summer was really cool. 316.
Yes.
He went over chapter 3, verse 16 of different books in the Bible. I think he ended with John. That's the most popular one.
Jeremiah.
Huh?
He said John, but it was Jeremiah.
It was Jeremiah.
He said John as a
he
reference.
Uses like multiple different
so I was scriptures. Confused while I was looking at the podcast, he said John and he had everybody recite it. And then he said Jeremiah.
So John, Jeremiah, Malachi, right?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Colossians, Ephesians.
Mm-hmm. I think every Sunday it was a different
316
verse.
For the whole summer, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You were there.
No, but that's what remember what I was telling you. I thought it was only four. But it was like a whole bunch of 316.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah. It was just
I think it was eight. Was it eight?
It was a lot. It was a lot.
I like the Revelations one. That was my favorite.
You wanna remind us of what it was?
I know that it was talking to a church, I believe. It was telling them about being lukewarm.
Okay.
And yeah, that one hit for me.
So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
Mm.
Gag.
That was that would be a bomb drop right there. Yeah.
How does that make you feel, Tati? Tell us. Tell the class.
Are we doing this in this part?
No.
This is a teaser.
It made me get my life together a little bit. You know, the rapture was supposed to happen yesterday.
Yes.
I was outside at 5.
People were selling their possessions.
Somebody gave their kids to CPS.
Wow.
What? You're not going to have anything
to
do
that. Like, so you making it, but not the kids? Like, what the kids do?
Like, at all. That's crazy.
How do you guys feel about that, though? Like, I feel like it's really weird for people to, like, contradict the Bible like that when, like, this African pastor, South African pastor that was like,
well,
the rapture's going to happen at 5 p.m.
That's why all the Africans was in the jungle like that.
Where
the jungle?
They was, like, standing in trees, and they was just waiting.
What's going on?
Really?
If I didn't
you think he charged
use up my time limit, I would show you guys. But yeah,
I just feel like that contradicts.
It definitely does, because literally in the Bible it says we will not know the day nor the hour when he will come back. And for people that do the false prophesying, it's like,
it's
really
crazy.
Damaging.
It is.
Like,
it
people
is.
Were selling their
and
things,
people believe,
but
the
at the same time, it's like that's how you know you don't read the word for yourself.
Exactly.
Because you relying on other people to tell you what the Bible says.
Yep.
When whole time, if you read it yourself, you would know that the rapture was not happening last Tuesday. Like, what?
Yesterday was a regular Tuesday for me. I
called out of work, though. Just in case.
Oh, my gosh.
Ark of the Covenant as a symbol of, like, as God.
I mean,
like,
I feel like they've been trying to end the world for so many years now.
Yeah.
It started in 2012.
It started in, actually, Y2K, when 2000.
Yes.
Because they thought computers are going to crash, everything's just going to end. And it's like, no.
Mm-hmm. It was 2012, then it was
2012.
The world was supposed to end in 2012.
Didn't they make a movie about that?
Yeah, it's called 2012.
That's crazy.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you for that information.
You know,
they've been trying to kill us. My thing is, why are we waiting for the rapture? Why are we waiting for Jesus to come back to be good people?
Right.
can we just be good people now?
Because, like, it's going to be too late by the time he comes.
Literally.
So you can't rush and try to get your life together by
then. It's like, just because you gave your children a CPS don't mean he like, all right, come on.
If anything, he's going to be like, what you doing, child?
No, for real. Like,
what?
Exactly. Yeah.
But that also just goes into, again, like you said, people not reading the word for themselves and people listening to false prophets. That's important because people listen to,
Mamadou's here, guys. I'm going to step off for a second.
Go get your chicken green. Merci beaucoup. Merci
beaucoup. But yeah, like, listening to false prophets is very dangerous.
And I just feel like these churches are getting a little performative. We are going to have some sponsors from our church. We have some members that have businesses that they're going to promote their business and give you guys a little discount code while they're at it. And we are excited for that.
Yes. Can we tell them the businesses yet?
Not yet. Maybe let's solidify them. Mm-hmm. No, I just forgot. I have to send an email.
But they are good and useful brands.
Yes. Yes. Get into it.
Yes. We are blessed to have people, business owners in our churches.
Yes. We have a lot of great things happening in our church.
Yeah, I agree.
What's one thing that the pastor has taught you this summer and probably has prepared you for the fall?
Probably last Sunday, like, letting go of certain people that no longer, not necessarily serve you, but, like, sometimes you, where you're going, it's okay to have people that aren't there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sometimes you have to have a surface-level relationship with some people because they don't understand your next phase of life. That's where I'm at.
Okay. For me, it was the sermon he did on balance really good.
Coming soon.
Yes. Our analysis of that is coming soon. But when he was just talking about balance and the fact that it's not our job to constantly over-explain something to somebody that really doesn't want to understand and they have their mind set on misunderstanding. That really hit home for me, because sometimes I have the habit of trying to over explain things where it's like, no, I said what I said and that's it. So just having the balance.
Exactly.
Yeah. Clock it.
I will say understanding it's okay to take a break. I feel like we do so much, or at least I've done so much during the year, that during the summer, like, I really was like, let me just take a step back and breathe, because it was starting to get a little overwhelming. Yeah. And, like, I'm glad that, you know, there was a pause on Bible study and there was only one service a Sunday so that I could really just take a breather, you know, enjoy my time, go away, and just recharge, so that now that everything is back going, like, I feel good enough to show up.
Yeah.
So mine's probably was when I met with him one-on-one, and he was like, I was just telling him about a lot of stuff that was going on in my life currently, and then he was like, he noticed that I like go 110% on a lot of the stuff that I do in life. And so he was like, but I was also telling him how I was unsure about a lot of the stuff, so you just like stop second guessing yourself. Because a lot of stuff that you're doing, it sounds like you're in the right way of doing it, but you're just always thinking that there's a option or, like, a choice that you have to make in between those steps. So, like, just stop second-guessing yourself, and, you know, just if you're going to do something, do it, you know, pray on it, ask the Lord, and then, you know, he'll order your steps during it. So, you know, and that was crazy because it was after the 316 and into balance, the balance thing that he was talking about, so... You know, yeah, that's, you know, that was a good one that you taught me.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. So Pastors Day dropping gems. And we're going to go more into those sermons soon. Coming soon. Are y'all excited for the fall?
I am. I really like that first sermon. Yeah. And I can't wait.
Yeah. Also meant like the season.
Oh. I love fall. Fall's my favorite season. Mm-hmm. Come on. I can't wait to wear my Uggs.
Yes. 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 Gotta have a fresh pair of chestnuts. For sure.
I feel like I come alive in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
I hibernate in the summer.
Mm. I felt
that. Let's go out. Let's go out. And it's like 30 degrees.
20 degrees outside.
I love winter too. Yeah. I'm a winter baby. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a fall baby. But yeah.
I'm a
right, we're right there. We're right there. Yeah.
Woo! I just need to let that out. I'm sorry.
Sometimes you just need to do
that's how we feel.
Yeah.
You know what? 3, 2, 1, everybody. 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Me and my coworker, we do this thing where we just look at each other and we silently scream. Because we just need to, like, when you do it, we like.
Yeah. I thought you just look at each other. Yeah, I know you're
no, no. We like we do it together. Wow. It's great.
I love that. That's you guys are really close.
You just
get it out.
Release.
Throw plates at a thing.
Yes, or axes. Like
they have, they have that
throwing.
Though. Axe throwing is fun.
Absolutely. We should do that.
You know what?
That's gonna be our next outing.
Actually, scratch that. I'm actually terrified of axe throwing. I forgot.
It's actually not bad when you like, but you have to make sure you're
terrified than a boat.
And honestly, use two hands. If you use two hands, it's good.
I think we should do knife throwing instead.
No, we should do axe throwing.
Knife throwing?
I'm not throwing on knives.
You know, like in the show, the movies where they're like.
That's a movie, girl.
Yeah, okay,
girl.
But I can do it.
So then why wouldn't you want to do axe throwing? At least axe throwing is more sturdy. Axe throwing is like you just have it and you just toss it.
Versions.
Oh, what about the Christian club?
The what?
Oh yeah, that's Christian club.
Is there really a Christian
I'm
club?
I'm sorry, I love the Lord. I'm not going to a Christian club.
Exactly.
If I want to go to a club, I'm going to the club. Okay.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Christian clubs?
I feel like
it's like mocktails.
Doing too much.
It is.
I feel like
it
it's doing too much of like Christ trying to be like the world. This is why I don't like mega churches. I went to a mega church when I was in Maryland, and when I walked in, all I see is production cameras. Yeah. I'm walking into Christian rap, and it just doesn't feel like church to me.
Yeah. I love that. Okay, what's wrong with you? Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I feel like, to me, like a Christian church would be just a place that plays music that doesn't have, like, that's not vulgar, and then has mocktails. I feel like that's still fun.
I mean, yeah, but it's, again, like, it.
Because there's some people
it's
that.
It's just trying to mimic things of the world. Like,
yeah.
You can just. But that goes back to, like, the topic of people over complicating things when it comes to being a Christian. Mm-hmm. Like, I see people on TikTok, like, oh, I'm going Christian bowling. I'm going for a Christian walk. You'd be like, can you just say you're going bowling? Like, it's fine. I promise.
Right.
The Lord is not going to hate you if you go bowling.
I want to go Christian bowling. What is that?
Jessica.
Right. What is that? That's the thing.
Like,
what is
even
it?
When, you know, the church went bowling as an outing once. And we just went bowling.
Yeah,
like, they were playing music. And it wasn't all church music. Right. And we still had a good time because I feel like, I don't know. I was going to say, like, church is more, like, the heart of people.
It's like a community.
It's, you can't change your surroundings to change your heart. Like, what's in your heart is in your heart, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's the biggest thing. Like, you don't have to do too much if your heart is already good.
Right.
You don't have to be extra.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you carry Jesus in your heart, like, no matter where you go, our pastor says it all the time, you can, you know, be in the world, but you don't have to act like the world and be of the world. Like, you don't have to act like everybody else. You can go to a party and you can not drink and you can still have a good time. You can just be there to just be around people and just have a good time. You don't have to do the things that everybody else is doing. But if you're carrying Jesus in your heart, it doesn't matter where you go.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter.
Be there.
And I get it. Like, you don't want to be in certain environments because it might tempt you or it might, you know, the energy might not be what you want it to be. So that's fine. But overcomplicating the Christians having fun, it's like, it's not necessary. I promise you can
go see Sinners when it comes back out in October.
Sinners. Yeah.
I'm going.
I will go.
We should dress up as the characters.
All right now, Jess.
I feel like for the women, it's like,
I'm dressing as Smoke.
Period.
Bri, you want to be the Smoke Tech twins for Halloween?
No, because I'm not going out with no mustache, okay? And that freaking, that part they got in their hair. No, absolutely not.
This episode was not supposed to go this long.
It wasn't.
Are we done?
I think we're done.
We're good, yeah.
Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for joining our first episode back.
Woo!
Yeah, we're excited.
Hope
we
you
love
missed
y'all.
Us.
More to come.